round and round. The pottery wheel spun like a top. The wet clay, once centered, hummed at a higher rate of speed. The potter put her hands around the moist lump of earth, cupping the wet form into a ball, then plunging her thumbs deep inside. Her mind was empty. Nothing existed in the world but the bowl being born before her. The explosion was felt long before it was heard. The heat met her skin, like reaching into a raging kiln at full temperature. Little boy fell silently from the sky, then raged through her studio like a bull on fire. When will you learn? Gary loved school. If it were up to him, there'd be no summer, no break whatsoever. Year-round school is what Gary would prefer. When forced to take the occasional hiatus from class, Gary spent his time reading. He'd read anything he could get his hands on. Every topic interested Gary. Then he met Rebecca. She was so smart and so pretty. He could talk to her for hours. One day, Gary came to the park where they often met. Rebecca's mom was there waiting for him. That was the day when Gary learned the ultimate lesson of love and loss. Why not? When will you begin to understand, my boy? Understand what? The lad replied. Your place in the world, your limitations. You can't just do as you please. The headmaster wasn't angry, simply determined to make a difference in the life of a young student. How will I learn my limitations without pushing against them all the time? You simply need to know your place, and you can't always do as you please in life, the headmaster repeated. Why not? Well, you just can't. No offense, sir. But I will. He did, all the way through to his final conscious moment in Ford's Theater. Open house, closed casket. The door was ajar when I walked up the concrete sidewalk, still wet with morning dew. The open house sign had two balloons dangling like the listless arms hanging at a crippled man's side. Hello? I said, pushing the door open. No answer. The hardwood floors greeted me like an old friend. The ceiling was high, and up overhead was a massive crystal chandelier. As I reached the bottom of the curved staircase that rose elegantly towards the second floor, the door slammed shut behind me. The man held a kitchen knife dripping with blood. He said, "Welcome home."
Got a package full of wishes, a time machine, a magic wand, a globe made out of gold. No instructions or commandments, laws of gravity or indecisions to uphold. Printed on the box I see, Acme's built a world to be. Take a chance, grab a piece, help me to believe it. What kind of world do you want? Think anything. Let's start at the start. Build a masterpiece. Be careful what you wish for. History starts now.